6:40 in the a.m. and a follow-up of a thing, a conversation we had yesterday. We talked about, and I thought we had a good conversation about the most embarrassing thing you've ever purchased from late night TV.
Yeah.
All right. And we came to the conclusion that for some reason, Chris wants to get the Zoomies.
The Zoomies, the binocular glasses.
People who bought Zoomies also bought those see-through X-ray glasses from the back of comic books.
So now, as a follow-up, found conversation about the most embarrassing thing you've done when you thought you were alone but were not.
Oh, there's like someone that picks their nose lets the gas fly or whatever.
Yeah, sure, in your car. So Reddit has these online conversations that can be very entertaining. They can be very tedious to go through, but they can be entertaining. And here are a list of things, four or five things that are on this, of things that people have done that were embarrassing, where they thought they were alone, but were not. One gentleman says, I was staying at a nice hotel with an amazing pool. I thought I was the only one there, so I started messing around and doing some synchronized swimming moves.
Well, this is better than him peeing in the pool, which is true. Where I thought we were going with this.
He said, then I saw a family eating breakfast and watching me. I'm a 51-year-old man.
Son, don't be like that man.
Another individual says, I was pretending to be a velociraptor from Jurassic Park in the hallway at work. Turns out we have security cameras, and the guards were watching and recording me.
You know, there are companies, like at the company Christmas party, things like security camera outtakes are like a feature at the company Christmas party. That probably shouldn't be allowed.
Companies still have Christmas parties?
Yes, some of them do.
Some of them.
Where their employees can behave themselves.
Yeah, you know, you're the reason we can't have nice things, Tom.
Not me, baby. I never get to go because I usually have a game the night of the old Christmas parties when we had them on Friday nights. Oh. I could never go, so I missed all the fun.
Another individual says, I was walking past a car with the windows rolled down, and there were two fluffy dogs inside. They started barking at me.
So you barked back.
So I barked back.
Yeah!
And it went back and forth, until I realized there were people in the back seat of the car.
Mommy, this strange man came up along the car here.
Another one, and this one's really funny. I was doing self-hypnosis thing to lose weight, and it included reciting mantras in the mirror to yourself like, I am strong, I can be thin, and doggone it, people like me.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I was doing it in the men's room at my office when I heard a flush, and my boss walked out of one of the stalls.
Nice.
It could have been worse. He could have been sitting there going, my boss is an idiot. I could do a better job. A trained monkey could do a better job. Wilson, in my office now. All right. So there's that. There's any embarrassing things you want to reveal? Anything you want to?
The one time I saw somebody in a crowd that I thought was a friend of mine, so I ran up behind him and started slapping him on the back.
Yep.
It was a total stranger.
I did the exact same thing at our church. There was a wife of one of the music directors that would always come up to you and go, hey, and smack you. And would hit me. And so, again, I thought that was her walking down the hallway. And I went up and went, hey, and smacked her on the arm. I mean, hard. It was a brand new visitor to the church. It was brand new. And I'm like, you're not probably coming.
I'm the welcoming committee. How you doing?
You didn't bring donuts.
Right.
So there it is. And what about you, man? Anything embarrassing you want to reveal?
I mean, my small minor embarrassments happen on a daily basis. We don't document them.
I remember when I was a kid. I can't remember what age I was. It was grade school. And you know when a boy discovers cuss words? It's like, oh, wow. And you know you can't use them in front of your family. You know you're going to get beaten, you know? So I'm watching some cowboy movie on TV, and
It slipped out, didn't it?
No, I thought I was by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just letting it fly. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm practicing. You know, my sister was home, and after, I don't know, 10 minutes of me just making a sailor blush, she walks around the corner going, really? That's how you talk now? And I'm like, no, don't tell Mom and Dad. Please don't tell Mom and Dad. All right, so last but not least, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, although it may be embarrassing for some of the ladies. Here are the top six things that men, according to this survey, hate to see women wear on a date. And I'm some of them
chastity
I agree
belt.
With.
Hate when that happens,
wow,
right?
How long has it been since you were on a date, buddy?
Triple clasped bra.
This is going south really quick here.
I know. I was like, all right, let's not do it. Anyway, here are the tops of the six. And some of them I agree with, and some of them I don't. Number six, leather sandals with the straps. You know, the gladiator sandals?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are ugly. Yeah, women should not wear those on a date. I go along with that one.
I don't care. Any footwear you wish, dear. It's all good.
Fake tanner. I'm going to go along with that one, too. If you go up and you touch your date's face and you come back and your hand is orange, yeah, that's not a good thing.
Oh, it doesn't rub off that easily.
Really? How much does it take for it to rub off?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't,
yeah, okay.
it can't rub off that easily.
No, it's not the rubbing off. It's that for a lot of women, too much tan or being too doesn't look attractive to a
right.
lot of people.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you're a handbag. That's awesome. Number four is giant celebrity-style sunglasses. If the lenses on your sunglasses are bigger than your face, I don't like those either.
Yeah. If you look like the co-star in The Fly,
yes.
then it's not
exactly.
good. Right.
Help me.
Number three is jeans. I disagree strongly.
Skinny jeans? Regular jeans? Doesn't matter?
Well, I mean, there are nice
Are skinny jeans a fad that needs to go away?
On guys? Yes.
Well, guys should never wear skinny jeans.
Yeah, nah.
Even young guys. I mean, nah. Obviously, we can't wear skinny jeans, but...
Well, I could.
No, it wouldn't look good.
I could get into them. It would be... everything would be kind of... never mind. Number two is Ugg boots. I'm going to go along with this. The boots with the fur. I don't like the Ugg boots either. I think they're stupid.
Neither do I.
And the number one thing that guys don't want to see women wear on a date, fake eyelashes. And I'm going to disagree there. I think they can be kind of cool. You don't wear them, you know, like hooker style, but I mean, I think fake eyelashes can be cool.
I think it's case by case.
Yeah, there was a news anchor that used to come visit the old show, and she always wore fake eyelashes. She was very attractive. She showed up at the show, because we're doing radio, no real makeup and no fake eyelashes. I almost didn't recognize her. Like, yeah, what are you? Oh, my gosh, it's you. Anyway, there it is. Why are you getting all upset about it? No?
Well,
huh?
Not that I can say on the air. Just continue on.
We'll hear about this afterwards. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. I got to hear this story. We'll be right back.
My wife can turn a two-minute conversation with the cable guy into a Harry Potter book. And they fixing it on Wednesday or not? Why are you still telling me a story? Although I'm impressed, though. I'm impressed, ladies, with the amount of information you can throw in a story. It's impressive. But where I am as impressed, the amount of info you put in a story, ladies, you are equally surprised the fact that one man can speak to another man and get little to no information. That's why your guy can come back from a weekend with a bunch of guys and go, hey, Steve's getting it divorced. Really? Why? I don't know. What, you didn't ask him? Why the hell would I ask him? The guy says he's getting a divorce. That's all I need to know. Why are they getting a divorce? I don't know. They don't like each other. Why do people get divorces? To show how much I don't speak to people, I just went to my high school reunion, right? Hadn't seen these guys in a bazillion years. Walked up, went to one of my best friends in high school, went over there and went, hey, what's up? He goes, nothing. What's up with you? Nothing. Caught up.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.